Radio Prague News.
Czech President Miloš Zeman has said he has received a letter from US President Donald Trump apologizing for the delay in their planned meeting. Unemployment in the Czech Republic has gone down for the fourth consecutive month and is currently at its lowest level since May 2008. And in tennis, Czech Karolina Plíšková is scheduled to play in the semi-final of the French Open with the chance of becoming the world-ranked number one women's singles player. Czech President Miloš Zeman has said he has received a letter from US President Donald Trump apologizing for the delay in their planned meeting. The Czech head of state made the announcement during an official visit to Vietnam. Zeman said new options for a meeting had been raised, which included September, when he is due to be in New York for a meeting of the United Nations. The meeting with Trump, whom Zeman backed during the US election campaign, was first raised after a discussion between the two presidents in November last year. It had been initially expected to take place in April. Unemployment in the Czech Republic has gone down for the fourth consecutive month and is currently at its lowest level since May 2008. According to the latest figures from the country's labor office, 4.1% of the potential workforce was jobless in May, down by 0.3 percentage points on the previous months. Meanwhile, the number of vacancies has been gradually increasing and currently stands at over 174,000. The number of visitors in the Czech Republic accommodated via the Airbnb room rental site reached 710,000 last year, the Czech news agency reported on Thursday. That figure is an increase of 59% on the previous year. The average length of stay was 3 days. There are currently nearly 16,000 rooms or flats on offer in the Czech Republic, with 11,500 of them in Prague. The number of Czech tourists who searched for accommodation abroad through Airbnb increased by 100% last year to 265,000. Prague Zoo has presented the winning design for the new enclosure for giant pandas. The management of Prague Zoo is currently negotiating acquiring a pair of the rare mammals from China. The overall cost of the pandarium, which will also include a Chinese restaurant, is estimated at 200 million crowns. The zoo will also have to build a new enclosure for polar bears, who will have to make way for the pandas. If it succeeds in acquiring the giant pandas, Prague Zoo is expected to see a huge surge in visitor numbers. The lower house of parliament has stripped two deputies of their immunity, opening the way for charges to be filed against them in connection with involvement in suspected EU fraud. The two deputies in question are Josef Novotný of the Social Democrats and Communist Party deputy Jaroslav Borka. The case relates to distribution of EU funds within the regional operational programme Northwest. The assembly voted in accordance with the recommendation of the immunity committee of the lower house. In tennis, Czech Karolina Plíšková is scheduled to play in the semi-final of the French Open on Thursday with a chance of becoming the world-ranked number one women's singles player. Plíšková got through to the semi-final match, where she will face Romanian Simona Halep by beating home favourite Caroline Garcia. A place in the final would be sufficient for the tournament's second seed to advance to first place on the world rankings. And finally, a quick look at the weather. Friday is going to be mostly sunny, with daytime temperatures ranging between 26 and 30 degrees Celsius and occasional rain showers and storms towards the evening. I'm Ruth Vaňková and you can find more news in English at radio.cz.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. Coming up in today's program, Got My Life. That is a lavish tribute to the legendary Czech pop icon Karel Gott. We'll have details in a moment. We'll also be talking to Alan Gerard of the group Ligice Lives ahead of the anniversary of the razing of Ligice by the Nazis in World War II. And in the second half of the program, Czechia. How has it caught on a year later? What is already being described as the Prague exhibition event of the year opened to the public on the banks of the River Vltava on Thursday. Got My Life is a lavish tribute to the legendary Czech pop icon Karel Gott, looking back at his 60 years of success. Chris Johnston has more.
Až nám bude dvakrát tolik, než je nám dnes. budeme mít jiné zájmy, nejen o parket, ale dneska, jak by ne, hrozně rádi.
Carol Gott's first success single from 1962, which translates as When We Were Twice As Old. More than twice as old right now, and on a comeback after overcoming cancer, Carol Gott turned up at the exhibition preview on Wednesday night. And it's just 2 weeks since he marked his return to the concert stage after serious illness at the age of 77 with his one-night, one-off performance in Prague entitled Carol Gott Still Alive. The project has marked itself out from the start in terms of its ambitions, with the construction of a special floating exhibition centre, which will be anchored on the Vltava River near the centre of Prague for the duration of the show until the end of September. It could later be towed to Germany, where Gott, the so-called Golden Voice of Prague, although he actually comes from Pilsen, has a massive following. Some of his German fans apparently have taken Gott so much to their hearts that they're surprised to find he's actually Czech. And this exhibition has not been modest in seeking its inspiration either. It's taken the ongoing worldwide tour of the retrospective David Bowie exhibition as one of the models to follow. The Gott exhibition comes from the stable which already staged the show of Alphonse Mucha posters in the Czech capital in 2013. It became the most visited fine art event in Czech history. And it draws on the singer's own collection of mementos, private collections, as well as the Czech National Museum's own impressive collection, which traces Carol Gott's musical and personal life. In fact, this is perhaps a unique private-public cooperation between the museum and the foundation created by one of the biggest Czech advertising companies. While the main spotlight is on Carol Gott, the singer, there are a number of parallel plots as well, such as the social and cultural evolution in the decades following his first attempt to hit the big time at the end of the 1950s. A lot of the latest exhibition technology is used, including a holographic projection of the singer, which greets you as you enter the event. Nearly three dozen videos, as well as costumes, posters and photos and recording equipment. Supraphon, the Czechoslovak record label that first signed Gott and for whom he became such a big earner, has also contributed. And as its marketing manager, Michal Maka, testifies, Gott is still a big player on its books.
Carol Gott is definitely the most important artist. Carol Gott released the most album of all other. Carol Gott sold the most CDs, LPs. He is definitely, I could say, that he's the number one for repertoire, for our market, for our record company, and we are together more than 50 years.
And that was Supraphon's Michal Maka ending that report about a unique exhibition about the king of Czech pop, Karel Gott, and how he still got his game. Now we turn to this story. Among many who have come to the Czech Republic to mark this Saturday 75th anniversary of the Nazis' annihilation of Legice is Alan Gerard of the group Legice Lives, which is based in the UK city of Stoke-on-Trent. It is a kind of social media-based successor to Legice Shall Live, a major initiative to rebuild the Czech village, which was launched in Stoke in September 1942 by the politician Sir Barnett Stross. Ian Willoughby spoke with Alan Gerard, asking him whether he had been inspired by Stross's work.
Barnett Stross and the whole host of partners who got together, you know, Barnett Stross couldn't have done it without the miners of Stoke-on-Trent. The miners of Stoke-on-Trent couldn't have done it without Barnett Stross, the Czech immigrants. That whole grassroots campaign depended on so many parties coming together to make good something that was obviously dreadfully wrong.
And what are you actually doing here? What are the events that you're going to or have been going to?
We're going to see an event in Brožek Hall, which is largely focused on young people, musical events exploring the links between Lidice and the international community, how the international community remembers and celebrates Lidice and its ongoing sort of positive legacy. There's the Lidice commemoration, which takes place on Saturday the 10th.
That's the main
the main commemoration. What happens is many international delegates come together and in succession, lay a wreath at the site of the mass grave of 173 men who were executed at the hands of the Nazis. After the wreath laying, there is then an event called the Festival of Lights, where children's choirs come together and perform different numbers in celebration of peace and friendship.
What does it mean for you personally being here for the 75th anniversary of Lijiazhu?
I feel very privileged that the Czech people value my input. You know, I'm just an ordinary person from Fenton in Stoke-on-Trent. The fact that I promote the link with Lidice, the fact that I do that and that I feel so valued by them, I feel privileged and humbled by that. So there's that. I feel proud that the rest of my community in Stoke-on-Trent feel valued by Czech people. It's reciprocated, you know. On social media, you can see the comments that people from Stoke-on-Trent leave to the Czech people as well. So it's completely reciprocated. It's not a one-way thing.
And that was Alan Gerard of the group Lidice Lives, ahead of this Saturday's anniversary of Lidice. You can find more stories, news items, features, and all kinds of good stuff at our website, radio.cz. Is the address to visit. Now it's time for today's main feature. And it's been a year since the word Czechia, a shorter version of the name Czech Republic, was entered in the UN database of geographical names of countries. To mark the occasion, the Geographical Department of the Faculty of Sciences in Prague organized a special conference assessing how successful the process of adopting the name Czechia has been so far. Ruth Frankova has more.
Are we going to get used to the short English version of our country's name? This question was the focus of a conference called Czechia Official for a Year, which recently took place at Prague's Albertov, the seat of the Faculty of Sciences of the Charles University. The event was attended by experts from various fields, including advertising, tourism and linguistics, who support the newly coined name. They repeated their arguments in favour of using the shorter and snappier word Czechia in less formal occasions, which don't require the use of the country's full political name. They also discussed why the process of using the word has been such a complicated one, blaming mainly the country's tourist and sports associations, such as Czech Tourism and the Olympic Committee, for their reticence. Kristina Larišová from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who spoke to Radio Prague on the topic of Czechia just a few months ago, outlined the recent progress.
I think we have moved forward, because if you put Czechia on Google, you can see there will be much more mentions. So if 6 months ago there were units of millions of mentions, today we have roughly 12,600,000 mentions. So that means it works. It works because more and more institutions adopted the short name Czechia, and it was not only the International Organization for Standardization, which I perceive as a crucial institution beside the United Nations and European Union and so on. I think also what was extremely important, it was the adoption of the geographical name by Google Maps. So it has been spreading since then really in a very fast way. Of course, we can identify many areas, many institutions, many organizations where still some progress has to be done, of course.
What measures are you planning to take to promote it even further?
I would like to stress the fact that our ministry has no possibility to force anybody to adopt it. So what we do, we try to explain. We try to show the important players that there are two official names of this country. So this is our role. And for example, our next steps, we would like to promote more the short name in the framework of sports, because the sports activities are really very significant for public diplomacy of Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We would like to foster and promote the good reputation of this country.
What do you see as the biggest obstacle to broader adoption of the word by the general public?
Frankly, I see the biggest obstacle in the fact that our representatives, our political scene, doesn't use it frequently enough. But I'm very optimistic because I think it will come because short name is very flexible and I think that this is really normal to have it and to use it. So I'm optimistic also on this front.
Among those speaking at the conference was media analyst Jiří Mikeš, who says it is absolutely essential for a country to have a shorter name that can be used as the country brand.
If you are working in a communication business or in marketing, you know that shortened words are better than, you know, the official names. And if you count letters of Czech Republic with how many letters has Česko, so it's 15 against 5. It has a reason, because the time we are living in is a very dynamic one, you know, and you don't have enough time, you know, to recognize something. Therefore, it's a must to have a shorter name and a logo or slogan or claim, you know, in communication of the Republic where I was born.
According to Jiří Mikeš, it was mainly up to the Prime Minister to promote the word Czechia, since he is representing the country abroad. The speakers also dismissed the common arguments against Czechia, such as the similarity with the name Chechnya. On the other hand, they stressed the need to have a universal geographical name for the country that would refer to the territory regardless of its political status. For the organiser of the conference, Professor Petr Pavlínek, who teaches at the Charles University and the University of Nebraska, it is no longer a question of which name we should use or whether we like it or not. It is only a question of when it will be adopted on a broader scale. I spoke to Professor Pavlínek after the conference and I started by asking what led him to hold the conference in the first place.
Well, the main reason has been basically to sum up what has been going on in the past year since the official recognition of Czechia as a short geographic name of the Czech Republic, and since it has been included in the United Nations databases of country names as the official short name of the Czech Republic in English and other languages that are used in the United Nations.
So how would you sum up this period of the past 12 months? How has the name Czechia been catching on according to you?
Well, it has been catching on mainly in foreign countries and abroad, because by its international recognition and by being included in the official country names, it started the process of more or less automatic spread into, for example, publications of the United Nations. It started to appear in various atlases. It started to appear in various textbooks. And I think the most visible change has been the switch by Google Maps from the Czech Republic to Czechia that took place in January 2017. At the same time, the progress has been slow here in Czechia. And the reasons are obviously related to the fact that most Czechs don't speak English well. Second, I think that they have never heard of Czechia. That the whole system is basically teaching them only about the Czech Republic. If you go to school and take an English class, your English teacher will only speak of the Czech Republic. And also the Czech institutions, the Czech state, were very slow to promote Czechia abroad. And the Czech sports and the sports associations and clubs have not been eager to use Czechia either. So the progress has been slow in Czechia, but I believe that it's just the matter of time. And the conference showed clearly that there has been progress on many fronts and that the situation is slowly but surely changing.
Finally, you called yourself a Czechist at the end of the conference. What are you personally doing to promote the use of the word?
Well, what I started to do on my own without being connected to anyone else about 15 years ago, in all my publications in English, I started to use Czechia. And I used it ever since. I've really never had any problems. My articles were published in America, in Britain. I have published 2 books that only use Czechia, and there has really never been a question. What it tells me is that the world, the English-speaking world, is basically ready to accept whatever the Czechs want, that they are ready to adapt as they have adapted in the cases of countries such as Croatia or Belarus that changed their names or came up with new names after 1990. It is really kind of disheartening that we are the only country in Europe that was unable to do that. And this has been really disappointing for me. And of course, what I also see is many articles or many presentations that use the name of our country in English in all kinds of forms. They shorten it to Czech, or they use CR, or they used Czecho, the Japanese. So this has been my kind of a personal journey, and because I love this country, I would like it to have a standard, short geographic name that is being used in English the same way we use short names in English for other countries around the world.
Charles University's Jiří Pavlínek ending that report by Ruth Frankova on Czechia 1 year on and what the future may bring. That's just about all we have time for. A quick reminder, if you want to comment on Czechia or anything else you've heard in today's show, write to us at english@radio.cz. Also, you can leave your comments, questions, and other stuff on the social networks, Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jan Wellinger. Thank you so much for joining us this day. Take care and bye-bye.